sun on that California coast.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. I tell you what, you want to pay attention because next week we're going to give away a $50 gift card to Jack's on our trivia, which the answer will be on our Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Facebook during the week this week. So you want to follow that. Let's go right to the phones right now. Joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Travis Duncan. Good morning, Travis.
Hey, morning, Terry.
Isn't that a beautiful day in Colorado?
It is. It is nice out right now.
It's hard to believe we're going to be talking about big game hunting right now because it seems like we're just getting into spring, but we're up against the deadline. If you're trying to get into the draw for big game, you have till, I believe, Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Is that right?
That's right. Now's the time. So April 6th at 8 o'clock Mountain Time is the deadline to get your application in for the big game draw. Just a reminder to folks that the change from the time that it was a couple years ago. It was midnight a few years ago, so now it's 8 p.m., so don't think you can wait till that midnight hour to get in there. You want to get in early, get your application in early, make sure you're ready to go for the coming hunting season.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, there's so many things that can go wrong if you wait till the very last minute. Your internet could go down. I mean, the person trying to apply, their computer could lock up. You could get so many people trying to get on that even your system at Parks and Wildlife could bog down. You never know. Get it done early. There's some changes that went on in the last couple of years as far as you need a qualifying license. Is there anything new there that we should be telling people?
Yeah, that's definitely a change we've had since the commission voted that in November 2018. Just a reminder to folks, it's similar to what other Western states do as far as requiring customers to purchase a base hunting license prior to applying for the draw. So basically that means you'll need to get a license, like a small game license. It'll probably be either a small game or a spring turkey license. Residents of Colorado can get the small game fishing combo license that qualifies. All non-residents who get a big game license, that includes an annual fishing license. So just a reminder that you do need that qualifying license to apply for the big game draw.
Well, and I think one of the reasons for that, first of all, you eliminated some of the charges that went into applying. And before, it used to actually cost you money if people, you know, didn't draw or, you know, they applied just to get points. Now you still have at least a revenue stream, but they get a value for it. And I think it's a great way to handle it. Seems to work out really well. I know you've also, for the secondary draw, added fall turkey as a qualifier. Before we get on to that secondary draw, though, there's a lot of resources. If people are just struggling right now, we're going to get a lot of new hunters, a lot of people that haven't hunted in a while. People have turned to the outdoors. In fact, first, have you had any indication what the numbers are looking like right now for the draw?
So last year we did see an increase. I think right now we're a little below what we were last year, but we're also not at the deadline yet. I think a lot of people come in at the last minute. So we'll see. We'll see where it ends up. I don't know if we'll end up right about where we were last year, if we'll see another increase. We didn't know last year, Terry, what was going to happen. Right around this time was right when the pandemic was really getting going. So we didn't know if we'd see more or less. We did see more people apply last year. So we may see that again this year. I think we'll have to wait and see.
Well, people are still trying to figure it out, or if they're having trouble, there's a lot of resources available, aren't there?
There are, yeah. If you go to our website right now, you know, the main top image is all about the big game draw. You can click on there, get your application in. You can start to look at stuff like the Colorado Hunting Atlas, start to look at some of those resources, think about where you might want to apply this year, where you might want to hunt. But, yeah, tons of resources on our website.
And the brochure has a lot of information. Your online maps have harvest information to help you pick out units. And there still is the call center, the help center, where people can call in and have somebody walk them through it, because some people just need that personal touch. That's still there. Take advantage of it. Do it right, folks, and make sure you get what you want. Now, if you don't draw in the primary draw, or even if you weren't in the primary draw, this changed, I think, a year or two ago. Now almost all those licenses go into a secondary draw. Is that right?
That's right. We do have a secondary draw. It replaces what was known as the leftover draw a few years ago, but that's exactly right. So what still applies? Well, let's see. What's new, what still applies? What's different is that the new system will mean increased opportunity. It's especially for youth hunters. If you're a youth hunter, get into that secondary draw. They really give preference to those youth hunters in that secondary draw. And also, we also are offering deer and elk licenses through there. So the secondary draw is really a great opportunity. Definitely encourage folks to do that. But you know, right now we're sure encouraging folks to get in for that primary draw because they're up against the deadline. If you want that dream hunt in Colorado, now's the time.
You've got the draw, Tuesday at 8.
Tuesday at 8, that's right.
Yeah. I know another thing before we run out of time you really wanted to bring up. There is a change this year where we're going to have mandatory chronic wasting disease testing on elk. Is that right?
Right, yeah. Certain game units will have chronic wasting disease testing on elk as well as mule deer. But this is a change to require some units for elk. So just be aware that that's coming, and that's going to be a huge help to us. You know, this year we finally had basically tested the whole state and had a sense of what our prevalence or infection levels are of CWD all around the state. So if you look at that big game brochure this year, there's a map in there in the mule deer section where you can see what the infection rates are all around the state. And that's something that in years past, you know, we just didn't have the sample size to be able to say with certainty what the infection levels were. So there's a map in there for elk as well. And you'll see that, you know, there are some areas shaded in and some that aren't. And what that means for folks is not that just those areas that are shaded in are the hot spots necessarily right now. It just means that's all we know. We need those samples from this year to get that same level of knowledge so that we know where the hot spots are and can start taking action to lower the infection rates.
Yeah, you really need a baseline. Like you said, you've established a baseline with the mule deer and you're pretty confident in your information, but really haven't done enough testing of elk. And, you know, the other thing, Travis, I think just getting your elk tested gives you a little more. There's been no known transmission of the disease, but I think people have more peace of mind if they get it tested, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the CDC guidelines are to not eat the meat that you know is infected with chronic wasting disease. There has been no known transmission from deer to humans, but just to be safe, we encourage folks to not eat that meat if you find out it has been infected.
Well, and of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention if for some reason you can't get into the draw or you don't draw where you want, even though they're in the first or the secondary draw. There is over-the-counter for elk in Colorado. We're one of the few states that actually have that. So there's still a lot of great hunting opportunities, even if you don't draw, aren't there?
There are, definitely, yeah. If you don't get what you're looking for in the primary draw, we have over-the-counter licenses. A lot of other opportunities. Get in to that secondary draw, look at our over-the-counter license options. There's still going to be a lot of great opportunities to hunt in Colorado this year.
All right. Any last comments before we let you go, Travis?
I think that's it, Terry. I appreciate you having me on today.
Yeah, just people remember, April 6th, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, April 6th, that's Tuesday. If you're going to be in the draw, you need to be in there. Travis, thank you so much for coming on, and we'll get people, make sure they're motivated. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Terry.
You bet. Travis Duncan. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Oh, by the way, we're going to have another park up here in just a few minutes. We come back. We're going to take you to Horsetooth. But I want to remind you also that Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Locations up and down the Front Range. They've got Fort Collins, Loveland, Broomfield, Lafayette, and even Cheyenne. If you're an outdoor enthusiast and you haven't been into a Jack's, check them out. Terry Wickstrom, you're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.